In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this second lesson, we come to the reading of Riyadh al-Salihin. And the author, he started the first chapter with Bab al-Ikhlas, the chapter of al-Ikhlas, the chapter of sincerity. Wa ihdar an-niyyah, and the chapter of having an intention or making a sincere intention. Fi jami' al-a'mali wal-aqwal, in all of one's actions and statements, wal ahwal al bariza wal khafiyya, those which are apparent and those which are concealed and hidden. So the author, al Imam al Nawawi rahimahullah, he began his book Riyadh al Salihin with the chapter of ikhlas, sincerity, and that which relates to an intention and a person rectifying his or her intention. And in this first chapter, the author mentioned three ayat from the Quran, and he mentioned 13 ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there is a reason why the author began his compilation with the chapter of sincerity. And this is the practice and the custom of many of the ulama, many of the scholars. Regardless of the subject of their book, whether they are writing about hadith or fiqh or the Arabic language, they often begin by mentioning ikhlas, sincerity, mentioning a hadith or an ayah, or mentioning certain words about sincerity. And they do this in order to remind themselves of sincerity before they begin their book, and also to remind the reader about the importance of having a sincere intention. And our religion, al-Islam, all of it, from the first to the last, it is based upon ikhlas. It is based upon sincerity. And for this reason, the greatest command and the first command of Islam is ikhlasuddin lillah, is to make your actions of worship sincere for the sake of Allah. And the first prohibition and the most severe prohibition in Islam is the prohibition against anything which contradicts or opposes your ikhlas, like showing off, or wanting to be known, or wanting to be heard, or being self-amazed by your actions, or being conceited by your qualities. And for this reason, there is no religion for a person who has no ikhlas in his or her actions. And before we begin studying the ayat and the ahadith which the author rahimahullah mentioned, we need to understand what is the meaning of ikhlas. When we translate the word ikhlas into English, we say sincerity. However, what is the meaning or the understanding of ikhlas within Islam? And the ulama, they mentioned different definitions of ikhlas. Some amongst them said, ikhlas, it is tafriqul qalbi lillah. Al-ikhlas, tafriqul qalb lillah. Ikhlas is for a person to empty his heart for the sake of Allah, such that the only thing which is in the heart of a person is the love and the fear of Allah subhana. Meaning a person empties his or her heart from any other objective or any other motive. And therefore this empty heart is then filled with truthfulness and sincerity and love and fear of Allah subhana. And others amongst the ulama, when they defined and explained the concept of ikhlas, They said, صِدْقُ النِّيَّةِ مَعَ اللَّهِ. That ikhlas, it is a truthful intention with Allah. Ikhlas, it is a truthful intention. صِدْقُ النِّيَّةِ مَعَ اللَّهِ. That when you are doing something, you are truthful with Allah, such that you do it for His sake only. And it is important to mention that ikhlas, it is a condition in everything which you do, and it is also a condition in everything which you do not do. So ikhlas, we have to have ikhlas, we have to be sincere in every action that we do, and we have to also be sincere in every action which we do not do. Now for this reason, some of the ulama, when they defined ikhlas, they said, al-ikhlas, an yakuna sukunul abdu wa harakatuhu lillahi ta'ala khasa. They said ikhlas is for the movements of a person and the rest of a person to be sincere for the sake of Allah. Meaning your actions have to be for the sake of Allah, and your inactions have to be for the sake of Allah, purely and sincerely. And your activity has to be for the sake of Allah, and your inactivity has to be for the sake of Allah. And you doing something and fulfilling something has to be for the sake of Allah, and you leaving something and avoiding something has to be for the sake of Allah. Every movement of yours has to be for the sake of Allah, and every stillness and every rest and respite of yours has to be for the sake of Allah. And this is what Allah mentioned in the Quran. Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and say, O Muslims, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, verily, my salah, I my prayers, my acts of worship, وَنُسُكِي, and my rituals, my slaughtering, my sacrificing, وَمَحْيَايَ, and my living, وَمَمَاتِي, and my dying, all of it, لِلَّهِ, it is for the sake of Allah alone. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and He is the Lord of the worlds. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, and He has no partner in this. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, and this is what I was ordered with. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am the first of the Muslims. So in this noble ayah, Allah ordered us to make not only our living, but also our dying, not only our salah, but also our rituals and our slaughtering for the sake of Allah alone. And there's examples of this to make it clear. So all of us understand the importance of making our prayers, our salah, and making our fasting, and making our hajj for the sake of Allah. But also your manners and your etiquettes have to be for the sake of Allah. And even your smiling has to be for the sake of Allah. And even your pleasant words and your sweet speech has to be for the sake of Allah. So for example, you have one person and he is good towards others because he thinks that if I treat others well, they will treat me well also. And this is not ikhlas. Rather, ikhlas or sincerity is that a person treats others well for the sake of Allah. Not to please the people, rather to please Allah subhanahu. And also, not only that which you do, but that which you leave. So for example, when you do not insult a person, not insulting a person has to be for the sake of Allah. When you do not drink alcohol, or you abandon adultery, or you don't oppress others, or you refuse to steal. All of these are inactions. They are a lack of action. However, even this has to be for the sake of Allah. So you have a person, for example, and this person stays away from alcohol because he has no desire for alcohol, or because he knows that it is bad for his health. You have the other person, and he stays away from alcohol because, or out of sincerity for the sake of Allah. Why are you not drinking alcohol? because Allah forbids me from drinking alcohol. This second person, his action or his inaction, it is sincerity. And this is an important point when it comes to a da'wah. So when we are asked by others, why don't you as Muslims drink alcohol? Why don't you have relationships outside of marriage? The first answer we should give is because of ikhlas, because of sincerity. Why do I as a Muslim not, or why do I refrain from drinking alcohol? Because Allah, my creator, he forbids me from drinking alcohol. And why do I as a Muslim refuse to have relationships outside of marriage? Because my Lord, Allah, he forbids me from doing so. And this is al-ikhlas. And this is how we should explain every action and every commandment and every prohibition of al-Islam. And also, we should have ikhlas or sincerity in our worldly actions. So you educating yourself and you going out to work and you seeking provisions and a career or an earning, even this should be for the sake of Allah alone. So if a Muslim is asked, a person of ikhlas, a person of tawheed, why do you work? Then your first answer should be, I work because Allah ordered me to provide for my family. So even my working is sincerely for the sake of Allah. And other people, if they are asked why do they work, they say, I work because I want to afford the next holiday. I want to live a nice life. I want to be able to pay off my house, and so on and so forth. So the believer, the Muslim, the person of Tawheed, every action, whether it is a religious action or a worldly action, a materialistic action, does it with ikhlas, performs it with sincerity. And the believer performs every action and also every inaction, inactivity, for the sake of Allah alone. So Allah subhanahu, he will reward you for your sincere actions, like your salah and your sadaqah and your fasting. And he will also reward you for leaving off certain actions if it is done for the sake of Allah. As I mentioned, if you don't drink alcohol, and the reason why you do not drink alcohol because you want to submit to the command of Allah and it is sincere for the sake of Allah, then you are rewarded every time you do not drink alcohol. And every sin or every bad action which you resist and refrain from doing, if you do it for the sake of Allah with ikhlas, you are rewarded for it. So Allah subhanahu, he rewards people who do actions and perform actions sincerely for his sake. And he also rewards those people who stay away from the haram actions for his sake alone. And after this, how does a person know that he or she is a mukhlis, a person of ikhlas? Meaning, how can you develop ikhlas inside you? Because ikhlas, sincerity, this is one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult quality which a person can develop inside his or her heart. And this is why many amongst the Salaf, the pious generations who came before us, they would say, مَا جَهَدْتُ نَفْسِي عَلَى شَيْءٍ كَمُجَاهَدَتِهَا عَلَى الْإِخْلَاصِ. I've never strived against my desires upon something like the striving I have to do for al-ikhlas. Because with ikhlas, your nafs has no portion and no benefit and no share. You are only doing it for the sake of Allah. So you are good to the others, not to please the others, and not because you want them to praise you, rather to please Allah subhanahu. And this is why ikhlas is so difficult. And this is why shaitan tries to misguide a person by diminishing the ikhlas in their actions. So how can you as a Muslim develop and maintain ikhlas, or what are the indicators of sincerity? Firstly, that you perform righteous actions and you stay away from sins, and you do not want the people to praise you. So you don't care whether somebody praises you or somebody does not praise you. Whether somebody appreciates or recognizes your righteous action and your goodness or your generosity, or whether a person is unappreciative and shows no gratitude. It has no bearing in your mind. This is ikhlas. And secondly, from the ways to develop ikhlas, is that a person conceals his or her righteous actions like he conceals his sins. So each one of us, when or if we sin, we try to hide the sin. And we don't want anybody to know about our sin. And like this, the mukhlis, the person of sincerity, not only hides his or her sins, but also tries to conceal and hide his or her righteous deeds. So they are sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. And also develop in your heart the feeling that the one who praises you and the one who dispraises you or criticizes you, both of them are same in your mind. Why? Because you are doing an action for the sake of Allah alone. So if you're doing an action for the sake of Allah alone, or you're leaving something for the sake of Allah alone, it does not matter which person and how many people praise you, just as it does not matter which person or how many people criticize you. And also, to develop ikhlas, you have in your mind the intention or the desire of the akhirah, the hereafter. Every action which you do, you intend and you desire the reward of the hereafter, not merely the reward of this dunya. And as I mentioned, this is even in our worldly actions. So each one of us, we wake up in the morning and we go out to work. For some people, this working, it is merely a worldly action. And this is because their intention is restricted to the materialistic gains. And another person, even his or her worldly actions benefit him in the hereafter. Why? Because his or her intention behind going out and working, it is for the sake of Allah. It is seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu. And this, beloved brothers and sisters, applies to us today in the situation we find ourselves in. So many of us, we have isolated ourselves in our houses, and we refuse to leave our houses except for essential needs. Even this action of isolating yourself in your house, if it is done with ikhlas and for the sake of Allah, you are rewarded for remaining in your house. Just as a person is rewarded for leaving the house for the sake of Allah. So when a person leaves his house or her house for the sake of Allah, in order to go to the masjid and attend Salatul Jum'ah, you leaving your house, you are rewarded for it because it is based upon ikhlas. And also, if a person isolates himself or herself in their house and refuses to leave and does it for the sake of Allah alone, wanting and seeking His pleasure and His reward, then this becomes an act of worship and therefore you are rewarded for this. So why have you isolated yourself? Why don't you leave your house? Because Allah ordered us, before anybody else ordered us, that when there is an outbreak of a plague or a contagious disease, that you remain in your lands and you do not leave your lands and you are patient. So this is the importance of al-ikhlas, sincerity. And the author, al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said, al-ikhlas wa ihdaru niyyah. Ikhlas, the chapter of sincerity, and the chapter of having or making a niyyah, an intention. Meaning when a person does an act of ibadah, we should be conscious of our intention and we should renew our intention. So we know for whose sake are we doing this act of worship. And in front of whom are we asking? Or in front of whom are we standing? And whose reward do we desire. And the niyyah in Arabic, an-niyyatu, the niyyah, it is the intention. And the ulama, they say regarding the intention, mahalluha al-qalb wa talaffuz biha bid'ah, that the place of the niyyah, the place of the intention is in the heart. And uttering or pronouncing or verbalizing the intention upon the tongue, this is a bid'ah. This is an innovation. So there are some amongst the Muslims, may Allah guide us and guide them, that before they pray salah, they utter and they verbalize their intention. They say, Nawaitu hadhihi salah lillahi arba rak'at, I intend to pray this salah four rak'at for the sake of Allah, and so on and so forth. This verbalizing of the intention, this is a bid'ah. Because the intention, it is in the heart. Its place is in the heart. Its place is not upon the tongue. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how many salawat did he perform? And how many days of fasting would he observe? And how many times did he make wudu? And how many times did he perform hajj and umrah and the pilgrimage and give sadaqah and give zakah and so on and so forth? And yet it has never been narrated that he ever uttered the niyyah or verbalized the niyyah. And for this reason the ulama say, an-niyyah mahalluha al-qalb wa talaffuz biha bid'ah, that the niyyah, its place is in the heart. You intend something in the heart. You're conscious of why you are doing something, but uttering or verbalizing it upon the tongue, this is a bid'ah. And the author, rahimahullah, he said that we should have sincerity, ikhlas, and we should maintain the correct, sincere intention, niyyah, fi jami'il a'mal wal aqwal wal ahwal, in every one of our actions and every one of our statements, and also in every situation we find ourselves in, we should have al-ikhlas. So we should have ikhlas or sincerity in our actions, like the act of salah and like the act of giving charity. This is an action. And like the action of leaving drinking alcohol and not lying and not insulting and not swearing, we should have al-ikhlas, sincerely for the sake of Allah. And also al-aqwal in our statements, like a dhikr, like a tasbih, like a dua, like making istighfar, like giving da'wah to the people, like advising a person. So we should not advise a person because we want to belittle that person, because this is not al-ikhlas. Rather, ikhlas is that you advise somebody in order to please Allah subhanahu and then to benefit that person. Wal-ahwal, and also in every situation you find yourself in. So for example, loving, the love which you have in your heart towards a person has to be upon ikhlas, sincerely for the sake of Allah. And hating has to be for the sake of Allah. And being pleased with something has to be for the sake of Allah. And being displeased or angered with something has to be for the sake of Allah. And this is why Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never sought revenge for his own self, for his own share or his own right. But if one of the rights of Allah were violated, then he would act. So everything was done for the sake of Allah. And the author said, al-bariza wal-khafiyya, that every hidden or every open action, every manifest action or statement has to be for the sake of Allah. Wal-khafiyya, and also every hidden action has to be for the sake of Allah. So as I mentioned, your love, your loving, which is in your heart, has to be for the sake of Allah, and your pleasure has to be for the sake of Allah, and your displeasure has to be for the sake of Allah, and your hating has to be for the sake of Allah, upon ikhlas. And that you should make relationships for the sake of Allah. And sometimes it may be that you have to cut off from a relationship for the sake of Allah. And your socializing has to be for the sake of Allah. And your isolating has to be for the sake of Allah alone. And every action you do has to be for the sake of Allah. And every inaction
And every abandoning of something has to be for the sake of Allah. Like Allah ordered us, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, verily my salah, my prayers, and my slaughtering, and my rituals, and my living, and my dying, لِلَّهِ, is for Allah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And He is the Lord of the worlds. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And He has no partner in this. We do every action for the sake of Allah with ikhlas and with an-niyyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us sincerity in every action and statement that we do. We ask Allah subhanahu to keep each one of us safe from every illness and every disease. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وبالله التوفيق.